I would like people to know from what I've experienced in my life, what happened in the olden days. It was so nuclear families, they're all together. They worked, my dad and my brothers all worked in the logging camp, and we were protected very well on the reserve. And the stories will tell you some of what happened there. There was some lot of fun and some, you know. Education is a must. That's what my dad instilled in me when I was young. So I had to go through school, become secretary. I did go through school and graduated, but my dad was already gone, so he didn't realize his dreams for me. But my other brothers went through school too, and one even went to UBC for 3 years. We had a lot of fun in Kingcom. We had no electricity, but they used batteries for lights. So we even had big Christmas trees because we had a big house. And, you know, family get together. We didn't know what turkey was. Probably had fish. But we had fun. And my brothers, during some winter time, when the river's frozen, they go skating. They ordered for skates through Sears Roebuck, I guess. I don't know. That was the catalog in those days. They were real good skaters on the ice up the river. And us young girls, we used to make igloos out of snow, a lot of snow in those days, not like right now, there's hardly any. But we had a lot of relatives. Luckily we had grandma and grandpa and great granny who told us things like legends and about our culture, that we should follow it. That was a good teaching from grandparents. I hope everybody was lucky to get that kind of teaching. I always told my students that if you're brought up by your grandparents, you're lucky. I said, you'll know what your crest is and some culture if you have it. Yeah. But our grandparents really showed us what to do and things like that. Of course, my mom and my sisters went to the cannery in Knights Inlet, and my dad went to Rivers Inlet for fishing, so I was stuck looking after the kids in Knights Inlet. Of course, we had a lot of fun. I told already about our picking berries and all that. Oh, there was lots of berries. Mom used to make jam out of it. She used to put them in cans. I don't know what happened. There was no jars in those days. So I got nail and punched a hole in one of the canned fruit and sucked all the juice out of it. Mom heard us, so she opened it for us. You know, it was like that. There was no hitting us or that when we were little. Then the boys came along. She had a hard time with them. And my only regret is the residential school. It really ruined our lives. Because mom and dad started drinking because she had nobody to look after anymore. And when she died, all my three little brothers went to residential school too. And of course I came to Vancouver for my post-secondary. Told you we had three homes, one in Kingcom, one in Guildford, and one in Knights Inlet. It was so fun. We used to ride up and down the waters. The story about the whale that went under our boats, I screamed my head off, and my dad told me, "Kwa kwasa, you must lead it, Lolo. Don't cry. These are our relatives," he said, because he was from the whale clan, and I was so amazed, and you know, I didn't really understand that until later on in life. Especially in Kingcom, we're from the wolf clan. When we die, we come back as a wolf, which is so interesting to hear. Same as the killer whale. And a lot of people have different crests, but I think we only got the two. Culture is very important. I never lost my language. They tried to do that to me in residential school because my mom couldn't speak English. I had to keep it. That's why I'm teaching right now. I'll teach until I'm 80 or 90.